Friday was the last day of state employment for Ed Meggert, a 20-year veteran of spill and disaster response. His career started with the Exxon Valdez oil spill and ended when he quit in frustration over the state's handling of the ice flooding disaster in the villages of Eagle and other Yukon River communities this spring. Since 1995, Meggert has been an on-scene coordinator, or SOSC, a general manager of sorts who oversees all aspects of a disaster response. Meggert says during the spring flooding, he was held up by colleagues who didn't think he had authority to spend money for contractors, and he says he could not get enough help allocated to the response.
So we were left fighting, you know, battles on both fronts. We're trying to address all the flood issues, and we're trying to convince the people who are supposed to be supporting us that, yes, the SOSC could sign contracts, and yes, he could spend the money, et cetera, et cetera. And that had never been a problem before. And also the fact that we didn't really have enough people to be able to safely address the situation. We had to send individuals in when we should have sent teams. And that's just something I couldn't do again.
And Ed, were you able to figure out where the problem came from? What broke down? What happened that you could not get not only appropriate staffing to address the different areas that were flooding, but also the money situation?
Our problem was that we had someone who has been with the response fund for, I don't know, 2 years or so, who didn't understand his role. And instead of trying to solve the problems, he was creating problems by questioning everything that I was doing, second-guessing what I was trying to do.
What else do you think needs to change to make sure that this situation doesn't crop up again?
Well, there's a problem with the structure of DEC. We're organized as pretty much as a stovepipe. And each program is separate. Now, we supposedly can reach over and get other people, but those people are not trained. We can use them for certain things, but not for others. And what I needed was trained personnel in this case. And we do have some of those in state, but they didn't come.
And you said you had two or three people working with you. How many should you have had?
A full complement would have been about 10 people at any one time. We should have been able to shift those out at about 2 week intervals.
What do you think would have been different had you had the staff that you needed and the money would have been available when it should have been to you to do your job?
There were some mistakes made. I made some mistakes that I don't think I would have made had I been not busy trying to do things like contracting and making reservations and things like that. This was a unique situation. We've never dealt with ice like this before. And had I had the time to do that, I would have done some things differently. And also, I would not have had to send individuals into some of these areas, you know, by themselves. I would have been able to send teams in there, which was the proper way to do it.
Ed Meggert is a former state on-scene coordinator for DEC. Bob Mattson was Meggert's boss. He says he respects Meggert and thinks he did a great job for the state, but he says Meggert let frustrations build for too long before letting him know.
Yeah, he's right. He shouldn't be making plane arrangements. In the end, was he doing more things than he should have been? Sure. He should have been out of the weeds more. And I guess I just didn't hear that from him until much later in the response. I mean, it would have been much easier to have sent more people up there had I known that it was taking more and more and more of his time.
Mattson says a lot was learned from the spring flood and ice disaster, and there will be changes.
All the things that Ed brought up in his terms of his frustration, We have captured in our preliminary lessons learned. We compile a list of things. Okay, what went right? What went wrong? What things can we improve upon? And this one being a little unusual is giving us some more some more things to improve, and you bet we're going to take this to heart and improve our response. Next time we won't be as rocky.
Mattson says the state will be paying the bill for a contractor that Meggert had paid out of his own pocket.